Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the book of Psalms, 135, 8 through 14. That's our passage today. The psalmist writes, "He struck down the firstborn of Egypt, the firstborn of people and animals. He sent his signs and wonders into your midst, Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. He struck down many nations and killed mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Ammonites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan. And he gave their land as an inheritance to his people Israel. Your name, Lord, endures forever. You are renowned, Lord, through all generations. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants." How can you know for sure that God will take care of you today? How can you move into the unknown future with confidence? The writer to the Hebrews says that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. But how do we do that? How can you be so sure and so certain? Well, the answer to these questions is found in today's psalm. Israel saw the power of God in the plagues against Egypt. They watched God strike down nations and kill mighty kings. They inherited a land that God gave them. And God proved himself to Israel over and over and over again. He does the same for us. Trust is not blind. Present confidence is grounded in God's past work. God has demonstrated his might and his power. Our trust is built on solid evidence. Like Israel, we believe God today because of what he accomplished yesterday. The road of faith is built with the bricks of God's past work. Father, when my anxious heart starts to beat fast, slow it down with reminders of your past work in my life. When panic threatens today, turn it away with the work you accomplished in my life yesterday. Thank you for the proof that allows me to trust. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen.